The waiter returned with the bottle of Amarone Oleg had requested. He opened it and allowed Oleg to approve with a taste before attempting to fill their glasses. Oleg waved his hand away, opting to pour it himself. Once again, Sam waited until they were alone before she spoke. "Do you mean a pet name?"
"If you were to earn one."
He took a sip from his own glass.
"What entertainment that would be."
"Yeah, I bet you would really enjoy watching me try to earn a pet name."
"You don't even know what that would involve, do you?"
"I can imagine."
"I promise you that you can't."
Samantha took a big gulp of wine and let it warm her chest. "Why does everyone assume I can't handle the truth about your lifestyle?"
"Because you are undisciplined and naive."
He took the glass from her hand and placed it on the table.
"I'll show you."
He dipped his index finger into his glass, and a drop of the full-bodied wine clung to the tip. With his other hand, he took hold of her jaw and placed the purple drop at the center of her bottom lip.
"Don't allow your tongue to wipe that away."
He grinned at her mischievously.
"It's going to drive you crazy."
She had a good feeling it was going to drive him crazy, too. Sam let her tongue wander her top lip and focused on teasing him instead of the nagging urge to sweep at the place his finger had dabbed a drop of the most delicious wine she'd ever tasted. It was a game she enjoyed playing, and in her mind, she was winning. But when her tongue made another appearance, Oleg surprised her with a kiss. It was a kiss that curled her toes. "Ha ha, you lose," she whispered, meaning the taunt to be taken as a joke. But Oleg didn't smile. He kissed her again, and the world became apocalyptic, crumbling to insignificant rubble around them. Tongue met demurring muscle in the sheer fierceness of domination. He took her mouth and deeded it for a few pounding heartbeats. Then he changed the subject with a deep, heavy sigh.
"Don't you have any classes today?"
Sam shook her head as her hand bumbled its way to her glass of wine. But more wine wasn't all that she wanted. Oleg wasn't looking at her any longer with those blazing hazel eyes, and the absence of the heat it draped over her was palpable. "It's midterm week. No classes." His phone vibrated on the table, and while checking it, he spoke in a distant tone.
"And you don't think you should be studying?"
"Later," she said, and took another big sip, deciding if he didn't want to look at her, the fake marble statue would get her attention. She thought she'd leave it at that, or that he would, but the more she remained quiet, the bigger the words got in her throat. She had to get them out. "How can you kiss me like that and then ask about my exams?"
"Which part was a problem for you?"
His gaze was back, and it felt like the sun. "Just that you tell me I'm undisciplined. But look at you! You're all over the place!" Oleg frowned then, and the darkness that took over his expression was almost frightening. His eyes, though, they flared with something else. The heat on her cheeks felt like sunburn. Neither of them noticed the waiters until their plates were placed on the table. Oleg acknowledged them with a quick word of thanks. Sam reached for her fork, part reflex, part dare. Oleg's hand was on her wrist before she'd gotten the utensil in her grasp and he'd finished asking for some more bread. His grip was tight, his large hand wrapping the circumference entirely like a cuff. She didn't pull away. Part shock, part gratitude. He didn't let her go. Holding her hostage with his left hand, he picked up a fork with his right and tore at the tender stewed veal. It fell apart with little effort, and Sam could relate. Her resolve was melting too. She opened her mouth without him having to ask. Was it the rich, savory, sauced meat, or the hand that delivered it there that had her tingling in her seat? She was afraid to decide. "This is good food," she said, and looked at the place where his hand still claimed dominion on her. Her gaze fluttered back to him, and though he said nothing, she was sure she'd decided he wasn't ready to let go. She wasn't asking him to, either. Every slow and gentle pass of the fork he eased into her open mouth while he pressed her arm to the table revealed a little more of Oleg to her.